Streaming May 23rd only on BET Plus. Miss Pat is back.
I'm excited.
And it's time for some grown-ass family time.
I am a man.
Oh, you a man?
That's right. Then take my clothes off. You ain't pay for none of that on your back.
Dad, you can't ignore your mother forever. I've tried.
Would you like me to backhand you again?
The Miss Pat Show. Streaming May 23rd on BET Plus. To sign up and learn more, visit BET.plus.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl for 2-in-1 disinfection, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, I'm Phoebe Robinson.
And I'm Jessica Williams.
And you're listening to a Two Dope Queens bonus episode.
Hell yeah. Phoebe Leibs, I am so excited for this episode.
Me too. Guess what?
Remember that Russian feminist punk band Pussy Riot? They exploded the world when they gave the finger to Putin, protesting at a church in Moscow. Well, we have one of the founding members, Nadia Tolokonikova, on the show.
Damn, you fucking murdered that name in the best way possible.
Thank you.
Oh, my QA.
Stop it.
Enjoy, bitches.
Yas Khaleesi, welcome.
Where are you supposed to be?
You can be here. Take this.
Let's the mic. This. Yeah. I
get
love
comfy.
Your tank top. Straight out of vagina. I love that. That's great.
What does it mean? What's your outfit inspo right now? Tell me all about it.
Tell you about my vagina?
Yeah.
It is really good, as people say. Like, they really enjoy it really a lot. I'm proud to wear it. It's my badge of honor.
It's like a badge of honor. Great,
it's your
great,
badge
great.
Of honor.
Cool. Well, talk to us. So where are you now? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, you were in jail.
I was in jail for some time, but...
It's okay to bring that up. I'm sorry. I'm not Barbara Walters. I didn't, like...
That was, like, literally the worst transition on the planet.
And when we've been released from jail, we started our own media outlet in Russia. So right now we have just three independent voices in Russia, because everybody was shut down since Putin started his third term. And when we've been released from jail, we were like, why everybody is so apathetic? You still could do something. And we started a media outlet, so we just collected all journalists who've been fired from their jobs because of censorship. And that we just collected all people who actually wanted to be honest. So we have the best team ever, and I'm pretty excited about that.
That's great. I feel like it's so different because, like, we can just go on Twitter and say whatever the freak we want to. Like, I could be like, David Boreanaz, you're still not going to do me. Like, I could just, I could tweet that out at, like, 2 a.m, and it's fine. But I feel like, how, are you worried about censorship in Russia and where you're from at all?
Russia is not that bad. I mean, it's not Iran. It's not even China. So you could tweet... basically, whatever you want to tweet.
Okay.
But the problem starts when you want to launch your own media outlet. When it goes bigger, you start to experience some troubles. So we already had some troubles, but we are punks. I mean, like we've seen everything in our lives.
How did Pussy Riot start?
Yeah.
It started from me being really irritated.
Go on.
That's a good reason. How old were you?
I was 21 years old. I was really irritated. At that time, was Vladimir Putin announced that he will run for, like, not run, he will be a president. He will be a president. He didn't even ask us, like, what do you think about that? And I was like, hey, are you supposed to at least show that you have some interest in our voices, in our thoughts about that? But he was so ruthless about that. So I came to street, and I actually thought that I will see all the street musicians who are playing on the Red Square and everything. I expected them to sing about that terrible thing which just happened in our politics.
Yeah.
And they didn't. I was like, oh, I couldn't sing, I couldn't play guitar, I'm talentless. I'm like, I'm just a piece of shit, but I have to go and do that. So I did.
That's awesome. That's so cool, dude. You're such an icon now for all the work that you've done, and you were on House of Cards, and like...
How was that?
Yeah, how was that? How was Kevin Spacey?
What did he say?
House of Cards thing was really funny because we just had our speech at the Senate of United States, and of course we couldn't help ourselves. We've been assholes even at the Senate for American politicians, because we were like, oh yeah, we got it. You want us to come here and just speak about how Putin is bad? Yeah, he's bad, but I mean, like, dude. You just imprisoned Cecily McMillan, who was Occupy Wall Street protester, and policeman grabbed her by the breast and she elbowed him. Obviously, like, what right. you would do on
just
her
like
place?
Let it do,
it's just
yeah.
natural thing to do when somebody grab your breast. And so she ended up in Rikers Island because of that.
Oh, wow.
And so we spoke about that at Senate of United States, and then we arrived to New York, and we came to Rikers Island to see Cecily McMillan, and at the same night we met the guy who is in charge of House of Cards, Bob Willimon. Mm-hmm. He's a screenwriter, and we just suddenly became friends, and he invited us to the show.
Wow, that's so cool.
That is really cool.
I've like been trying to get on House of Cards for like 20 years.
I'm like, what are we?
We're like sending in headshots.
Yeah. You should do that. You should do that. And then you know the reason why? Because the food is fucking great. I never eat.
Just what I wanted to get on the show for.
Cool.
You're so awesome, dude.
I know. I just.
My main goal in life to live through your life, so it should be like a plot for the movie. So everything what you see in your life should look like a really great movie, which you want to watch over and over, and you're really excited what will happen next, and you keep yourself excited about that. So that I think I'm just keep sending the signals to Cosmos and to Cosmic Vagina, and she'll listen to me.
I love the idea that there's like just this big, beautiful snatch like up by the moon. You're like, there she is.
I believe that sun is actually a cleat of this vagina.
Nice. We get so much strength from it. Great. Well, we want to play a game, if that's okay. We like prepared these quotes, and we want you to tell us, since you're well-versed, whether the quote is Vladimir Putin or Donald Trump. Just because I feel like this is such a weird time for American politics.
Do you want to go first? Or
sure. Okay. I'll go first.
Okay.
You may get AIDS by kissing.
It is, I guess it red piece of shit.
It's Trump, y'all!
How easy he forced women to kiss with him. I'm really concerned about the health of all those women.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like he's being pretty reckless with the kissing.
Yeah, yeah.
If he believes this. You got one?
Yes. Some are addicted to cigarettes. Some, God forbid, to drugs. And some become addicted to money. They say that the worst addiction is to power. I have never felt that. I have never been addicted to anything.
I don't know. It sounds like some really hypocritical person say that. I I don't know.
You got to choose. Just go. You got a 50-50 chance.
I don't know.
You're like a dealer at a casino.
Okay, let's say that it is... That it is Russian guy.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do one. Ask the audience if you ever get stuck, you have a lifeline.
Yeah, phone a friend.
Yeah.
Here's one. But maybe weakness is not the worst quality for a woman.
I need audience advice. I haven't heard it. They told me. Trump.
You gotta take a doo-doo because it's Putin.
I will not take advices from you guys.
She's really cute. I have to tell you, she's really bouncy, really cute. She's about 5'1". Do you like girls that are 5'1"? They come up to you nowhere. Oh my God.
Beer, beer, beer.
Who do you think?
Oh, I don't know. It sounds like Silvia Berlusconi.
All right.
Or more Mark Gaddafi, who is actually dead.
It is Trump.
Ba-ba!
All right, a couple more. I have a great relationship with the blacks. I've always had a great relationship.
Yeah! It is red piece of shit. Misogynistic pig.
No, that was Trump.
Yes.
He loves the blacks.
Okay. What do they have to lose? Nothing. They got no jobs. Okay,
Trump.
Great.
Trump, yeah.
Okay, no,
you're right.
This is one for real. No, I'm not into anal. And no, this is not Jessica Williams talking.
No, this guy actually made even more funny quote about that. It is Putin for sure. So he...
It's Trump!
Whoa!
No way!
Yes way, dude!
This shit is like David Blaine's street magic.
I think they are... It sounds so much like Putin because... Once when Putin was commenting our actions, Pussy Riot actions, he started to tell people like on camera publicly about why actually group sex is better than just couple sex.
Wait,
because you could be lazy.
I mean, that's like that's the first Putin thing that I've ever agreed with.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, he's not so bad if he believes that. I mean,
is he really that bad?
Yeah.
Wait, so he's like, he likes it more because he can be lazy.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I have to be honest, like, I think I have to agree with Putin as well here.
In a famous Italian movie, there's such a phrase, a real man should always try, but a real woman should resist.
I have to just guess this is Putin.
Yep, that's Putin.
Nice! All right, well, I think you did good. That game was nuts because everybody was wrong sometimes.
Yeah.
And ladies, I hope that I've done really good and I will not be punished tonight.
So where
or
do you...
I will.
Okay.
So where are you living right now? What's next? What's next for you?
So my base is Moscow, but I travel really a lot because I'm not that person who believes in borders. Unfortunately, officers, they still believe in borders. So it's
they're like, where's your passport? You're like, I lit it on fire 3 days ago.
I wish. I mean, like, but we have to work on that. And we have to work on this world without borders, but... So I'm really excited about going to Ukraine or Mexico to shoot my next music videos.
Sick.
Should we ask for? I want some advice from you because
yeah.
You're so.
It's a queen.
Yeah, you're a queen. You're such a badass. You're so awesome. And Jess and I are like awesome, but I still think we're trying to get to that place where we like are completely free. So what can we do to be completely free and really just go ovaries to the wall?
I don't know, like they just don't care. And I feel like really a lot of people, like, they're scared of something all the time in their lives. But what could you really be scared of if you will die in the end of the story? And then what if
That's very Russian. Yeah.
When it was...
Because, like, sometimes I don't go through Bushwick because I'm like, I'm scared. Yeah.
I stayed in Bushwick. It's not that scared.
Of course not.
Yeah.
But do you have any advice for Phoebes?
Yeah.
And me?
Just keep doing that. Like, do what the fuck you want. Why do you need advice from me?
Yeah, I like that. Thank you, Nadia. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being up here with us, Nadia.
You just heard the founding member of the punk band Pussy Riot, Nadia Tolokonikova.
Two Dope Queens is produced by Joanna Solitaroff, Jim Poyant, Paula Schumann, and Rachel Neal. Our team includes Joe Plord, Ed Haber, George Wellington, and Shinoa Estrada. Our theme music was composed by Jeff Brodsky.